It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Jerry Palm joins us at 8 to talk Sweet 16, and Kevin Willard, head coach of the Terps, he'll join us to close out the show. That's coming up at 9:40 from San Francisco, the site of Terps Gators. That game tips off on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to borrow EB's back padding machine. Hold on, let me grab it off the back of the chair. Over here, put it on my chair, because I've been on a little bit of an NFL heater of late.
You
with
have?
Predictions, because I remember it. I was mocked a few, I think it was as early as most recently as last week when I said the Giants should sign Jameis Winston amidst all the, well, maybe we should sign Russell Wilson, or we should sign Aaron Rodgers, and who are we going to sign to help lead the Giants into 2025 and beyond? They signed Jameis Winston. Two-year deal, $8 million, can make a little more with incentives. So
let's make Jameis this clear.
Winston, now a New York Giant. I'll pat.
Let's make this clear, Cakes.
Pat my back. Yes.
You said you would sign him over those other two guys.
That is true.
What you don't know here, mm-hmm. you're backpatting yourself for something. They may have settled for Jameis Winston.
They may have.
Because reports are they preferred Aaron Rodgers.
Could be the case.
But Aaron Rodgers wants no part of the New York Giants.
I don't know.
And
why,
Russell Wilson seems to be waiting.
Why are you trying to steal my shine?
Well, because you need to frame it.
I don't know what you're
doing
over there.
You can frame it your way, but the reality is the Giants gave him a tiny little contract. And they have said that they're not done.
He's a placeholder because they had Tommy DeVito as their
Understood.
Number one guy.
He's not their preference.
They had to go out and get somebody.
Need another body in the quarterback room.
That's, he was your
body.
Preference.
He is the body, yes.
The difference here is he was your preference.
This is correct.
Over one surefire Hall of Famer and another guy who's a borderline Hall of Famer.
This is correct.
I don't think he was the Giants' preference.
No.
The Giants, in fact,
he may not have been.
Were trying to woo the other two.
Sure.
And I don't know what's going on right now. It seems like Aaron Rodgers is kind of forcing Russell Wilson to wait, because Russell Wilson apparently is wanted by the Cleveland Browns, but he's not signing with the Browns
yeah.
because I think he wants to see what happens with the Steelers. and the Steelers are waiting on Aaron Rodgers. But if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, then they might go back to Russell Wilson.
What is Rodgers waiting for?
I don't know. Here's what he's waiting for. He's a drama queen, and he likes
just
things to be done.
Just sign with somebody or announce your retirement.
He likes things to be done on his timetable. He's to the point
where, but the season's been over for forever.
You don't think he's still maybe trying to see if he can hold off and wait as long as he can until his number one spot, maybe Minnesota, opens up? And he's just trying to hold out as long as he can?
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, Minnesota's... Now, you can't always trust what teams say when their officials talking to a microphone, mm-hmm. but Minnesota's already said publicly that they've cooled on the Aaron Rodgers thing. Now, maybe behind closed doors...
But then Russini reported that you don't believe it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's just waiting to see if there's a more desperate team out there that has an injury in the summer or in the preseason. But, I mean, there's only a couple teams that are even interested
in
Jeremy
here. Fowler, despite the Giants inking Jameis Winston to a two-year deal, he still thinks that they could be in on either Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers.
What I tell you,
well.
Cakes.
According
they have a preference.
To him, New York could still sign another free agent quarterback and then draft their future at the position later in April. I don't know. Does that make sense to have Jameis, Russell Wilson, and a draft pick in your quarterback room? I don't know how much sense that makes.
Not if you go to draft.
I wouldn't have Rodgers, Jameis, and then a draft pick.
Right,
no,
like
that's, that
just seems like too many.
I mean,
bodies.
Unless you're taking a draft pick later in the draft, but if you're taking somebody at three
and DeVito,
yeah. Well, DeVito wouldn't be. I don't think he would be on the roster if they drafted somebody.
I just put up our Surfside poll of the day: Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. We love them; they're the perfect addition to any gathering. You have a party, picnic, whatever. Surfside's the best. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. I think this one is going to be at least 80% in one direction, probably 95% one direction. The poll is, are you over the Aaron Rodgers free agency drama and hope he retires? Mm-hmm. I don't know that I hope he retires. I do think that he extends this and he doesn't mind it. I did read a report that it actually may be driven by his agent. His agent... This is speculation. His agent may have said, your leverage goes higher and doesn't just want him to sign something quickly and wants to get the most money possible. And he feels like if you play the waiting game a little bit, the price is going to go up. Pittsburgh, the New York Giants, maybe even the Vikings grow even more desperate as they wait. Despite what Cam Hayward said, or Cam Hayward Jr., the Steelers are waiting. Because they could just sign Russell Wilson
and
bring him back.
Didn't he also have just a few days ago, like a full day over there with the Steelers, met all the coaches.
It was during the first day of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, he was there. He met everybody.
Yeah, like a full day. It sounded like when you meet like that, and my understanding is from reading about that, is that they already have their sort of contract details in place. It's just a matter of do they like the fit? Like, do they like each other?
Well, the Steelers clearly are committed because they skipped Michigan's pro day, where they normally would have sent front office personnel to Michigan's pro day, but they wanted to woo Aaron Rodgers. Look, they see Aaron Rodgers as an upgrade over Russell Wilson.
Right.
And poor Russell Wilson, he's just waiting in the wings. He's the next domino.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter who the Giants sign. They've got Winston. If they go out and sign Wilson or if they go out and sign Rodgers, they're not going to be any good. They're not going to be better than Philly. They're not going to be better than Washington.
I don't think there's a chance Aaron Rodgers would go to the Giants.
Whoever they sign, they're just not going to be as good as
the Giants.
Probably won't be as good as Dallas.
The Giants could be. Now, they may still have interest in Rodgers, but they may have done the math where they say, do we really want to pay Aaron Rodgers? I mean, what is he going to command at this point? $25 or $30 million per year? They know they're going to stink for the next year or two. So they're like, you know what? We're just going to pour $8 or $10 million into Jameis, try to find our quarterback of the future, and we're going to save $40 or $50 million.
Maybe I think it's the other way around. I think Rodgers rejected the idea of.
I'm
going
sure that's
for the
part
Giants.
Of it.
I think so.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go there.
Nobody knows what's going on inside his head. There have been people who also speculate that he may be waiting for an injury. So take a season like last year when the Cowboys were a favorite heading into the season, at least in the NFC East. They were coming off a 12-win season, I believe, the season before when Dak Prescott was runner-up to the MVP. Well, their season falls apart after Dak goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was an Aaron Rodgers to slide in to a situation like that, then all of a sudden he joins a good team. So maybe he's going to wait and see if maybe he waits and sees, oh, Matt Stafford went down. Hey, Sean McVay, could you use somebody? Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy goes down. Hey, could you use somebody?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he's waiting until the summertime.
It's pretty dicey.
But every year somebody goes down.
It just shows you how desperate these teams are. I mean, look at the names we're talking about.
Speaking of desperate, has anybody contacted my guy, Trey Lance? Anybody?
Why did I read
anyone?
You know how there are all these like rogue sites that you've never heard of? One of them had the Commanders talking to him.
Talking to Trey Lance?
Yeah,
probably just because of...
Okay.
Probably just because of...
Well, they don't need
a third stringer?
Yeah.
Behind Mariota?
Maybe it was before they signed Mariota.
Okay.
But I just saw that recently. It may have been an older article.
Okay.
But they were like, there was some rumbling about it on some terrible site.
Man, I'm still holding on to those Trey Lance.
You described it well. Terrible.
Yeah.
Here's the headline, Cakes, from the last 24 hours.
Okay. Yep.
Analyst argues Trey Lance's NFL career might be over since he hasn't found a team in free agency.
Oh, no. Trouble. Not even as a third stringer? That's trouble. You can't... latch on as a third string quarterback.
Is Trey Lance above going to like the CFL? Maybe he could be a CFL star.
I mean, I don't think he should be. Like, maybe that's part of his redemption arc.
Maybe he goes to
the CFL.
Go to CFL, be a star.
Works on his skills, and then has a triumphant NFL return.
Right.
Now, the chances of that I think are less than 5%.
Hey,
but maybe it's an option.
What kind of money did Jameis get?
He got 2 years, $8 million. He can make $10 million.
Clearly,
he got peanuts.
He got peanuts, so they're not planning on him starting. That's what that tells you.
No, I think they're probably planning on him starting.
Until they toss
the keys.
Okay, so they're planning on him starting for like 3 games or something.
Might be longer than that.
Yeah, he's not going to sign for that if they tell him, hey, we're going to have you start for half the season. He's not going to sign for $4 million.
Right.
It's just not.
I mean, he's making half of the money that Marcus Mariota's making to back up Jaden Daniels. That's kind of crazy.
Right. Mariota got 1 year, $8 million.
1 year, $8 million. James got two for $8
million. Yeah. I mean, hey.
But Cakes is whipping out the back padding machine.
I am.
Like, hey, they're looking at their board.
You can
and
denigrate
like,
it.
Our
you
top
want.
Target.
You can denigrate
Jameis
it.
Jameis Winston.
That's a victory. It's a victory Tuesday over here.
I mean, I guess. I don't think anybody thought that Jameis would be out of football. So somebody was going to sign him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of scoffing when I brought up his name.
Well, we didn't say he wasn't going to get signed. We just said he's not very good.
Man, I hope he...
Which is facts.
I hope he comes out slinging.
That's what you've been saying about Trey Lance, too.
He does that. He's going to sling it to the other team.
I mean, Trey Lance is on a way different level than Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston was a former number one overall pick.
Yeah.
And he's had some moments in the league. Trey Lance still waiting for a moment.
I thought
all right,
Jameis
but you were
Winston.
All over Trey Lance. You thought Trey Lance was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I missed. Sometimes you miss.
Yeah, I thought Jameis Winston was going to be Peyton Manning because I saw him in the Elite 11. Right. It's like, that guy's got leadership skills.
Can't all bat 1,000.
That guy's great.
While we're talking NFL, what's the latest on the Trey Hendrickson? Like, he's still trying to negotiate a deal, right?
He wants out. The Bengals want to keep him.
He's not going to play on his current deal.
That's what he claims.
He wants guaranteed money. I believe him.
Yeah.
Is there any chance? Where do we stand in terms of available money? Have we spent it all?
I can check. No, I think the Commanders have roughly
$25 million. Maybe $20 million.
Well, that's not a lot because how much do you need to allocate for your rookies? I don't even know. $10 million.
Maybe.
I don't even know.
Maybe, depending on where you're drafting.
Commander's current cap space, they're at $22.5 million.
So they would
according
have
to overthecap.com.
They'd have to do something to get creative.
Yeah. Patriots still have $80 million to spend. The Drabhawks have $64 million to spend.
When you have that much money to spend, what are you waiting for? Drab, what are they waiting for? When you have $65 million to spend, I mean, don't you have to spend? There's a floor. Don't you have to spend most of it? How's that
spend
work?
Some of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not really sure where they're at right now.
I mean, they have $65 million available.
That's a lot of coin.
I mean, there's not enough big name guys to even sign.
Who's in salary cap hell right now? Oh, the Falcons are 14 $6.1 million over the cap, as are the Bucks are $13 million over the cap.
Who's the OC? Is it Arthur Smith in Pittsburgh?
Correct.
That doesn't seem like a great fit with Aaron Rodgers.
If he likes handing the ball off to whoever the running back is, Jalen Warren, it's a good fit.
I mean, handing off, you know, might help Aaron Rodgers, but that doesn't seem like a great fit. If you're OC, his preference
probably not
is to hand it off.
Yeah, but I read yesterday that he wanted the
culture. I disagree. I think they're going to throw more because they went out and got DK.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they're just going to run.
You keep thinking that. Look at Arthur Smith's tendencies when he was the head coach at Atlanta tendencies in Pittsburgh.
But he's got two stud receivers now. You got to throw the ball to him.
That's what people thought in Pittsburgh when he had Kyle Pitts and who am I missing? A stud wide. Drake London. Yeah.
You mean Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Those guys didn't get the ball as much as they thought they were going to.
Yeah, but DK and Pickens are also different level.
Quarterbacks. There's going to be a lot of infighting between whoever the quarterback is, Pickens and Metcalf. It's going to be interesting on those sidelines in Pittsburgh in 2025.
I mean, it's not like they got Derrick Henry. They got Jalen Warren right now.
Understood. I think at the end of the day,
leaning on Jalen Warren.
Where would you bet on Aaron Rodgers signing?
Pittsburgh, because there aren't that many other options left for him.
I think Pittsburgh. I think he will sign with Pittsburgh. He's not going to sit out. He's not going to go sit in the darkness for 6 months.
No, I wouldn't think so.
He's going to sign with
one. He's got the rest of his life to do that post-NFL.
Yeah. He's going to end up at Pittsburgh.
All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show, we got a lot of college hoops to get to. Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College Hoops Analyst, he's on the show at 8. And Kevin Willard, head coach of the Sweet 16-bound Terps, he'll join us from San Francisco at 9:40. By the way, you can listen to the pregame for that show starting at 7 p.m. on Team 980 on Thursday. We're the Junks. We'll be right
back. Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back. So we're less than a month away from the NFL draft. It starts April 24th in Green Bay. This story from lastwordonsports.com. I don't know how reliable that is, but this is a story.
Hey, it's the last word.
It's a report. Commanders predicted to trade. Now this makes me laugh, kind of. In quotes, best asset, Brian Robinson Jr., five potential destinations for the Commanders to trade away their best asset running back.
For so what? There are five teams that covet Brian Robinson, well, according to this.
Look, they're speculating.
Trade.
They're speculating because the running back room is crowded. It doesn't seem like the Commanders are in love with Brian Robinson Jr. They've got guys like Austin Ekeler. They re-signed Jeremy McNichols to a one-year deal. The draft is loaded with running back prospects that you don't necessarily have to pick in the first or even second rounds to get a quality running back. Yep. They're just speculating that B-Rob could be on the move.
I mean, I think
I guess
sense.
It's a possibility.
I mean, it makes sense if other teams want him. Why don't you go through the teams that they have in there?
All right. Some of the teams they have listed as possible destinations. They've got the L.A. Chargers.
Right.
J.K. Dobbins in the backfield out there. Now, they traded for or they signed Najee Harris in free agency. So that,
maybe
that leads
maybe
me to believe out. That's probably not going to be the case.
Right.
The New Orleans Saints are a team that could make sense. Alvin Kamara he's either 30 or 29.
He's getting older.
So he's getting up there. And they haven't had the most reliable running backs behind him depth-wise.
What's funny is they drafted Miller in the third round a couple of years
Kendrick
ago.
Miller, last year. Out of TCU.
Yeah, maybe that was last
year.
He's
been a disappointment to them.
They're looking for somebody else.
That guy's had a hard time staying on the field.
Correct.
I think they also had Jamal Williams, formerly of the Lions and the Packers, mm-hmm. as a depth guy there. So that could make sense. The third team on the list is the Baltimore Ravens.
What do you think, Valdez?
Where he could be a backup to Derrick Henry.
Well, kind of like protection,
could
too,
spell
Henry.
Derrick Henry in case he gets injured or needs a blow on
Although
the sidelines.
Although Henry's been remarkably healthy throughout
very
his career.
Very durable,
right?
Yeah.
I don't understand that because it's a very crowded room mm-hmm. because not only you have Henry, but you have Justice Hill, mm-hmm. who's
Keaton
emerged.
Mitchell.
Who's emerged, and Keaton Mitchell, mm-hmm. who he barely used last year because right. he was still recovering from his knee injury. Mm-hmm.
Well, in this one, they just described it as Keaton Mitchell is nothing promising. So they're like writing him off.
What's the return for Washington should they trade Brian Robinson?
It can't be great.
And yeah. this actually started from Pro Football Focus. Mm-hmm. I think the last word on sports is just picking up PFF's
okay.
Fifth rounder?
I think fifth rounder might be...
So generous?
That might be the ceiling, I would think, for... Now, I'm just guessing. Maybe a sixth or seventh rounder.
I mean, he's an NFL caliber running back.
Right.
He's a proven commodity.
What do you think the odds are that the Commanders and Adam Peters draft a running back?
I'd say it's pretty high. I don't know if it's going to be the first three rounds, but I think it's going to be... They're going to pick one at some point during the draft.
I think so, too. Yeah.
There's some really good backs coming out.
Yeah.
Where are they projected to go, though? I mean, I know you have.
I've seen mocks that have.
I mean, probably the top guys like the Gentes are going to go first round, but I mean, Hampton might go late first round, but you could probably Bashel Tootin. He's a good back mm-hmm. for Tech.
He showed out at the combine.
Had an injury at the end of the last year, but you could probably get him in the fourth round. He's good player.
I've seen mocks that have Gente going several mocks that have him going six overall to the Raiders. Now, that seems a little high, but I mean if he's a game breaker like everybody expects him to be and can also catch balls, he's a little undersized.
You know what? If you did a poll, though, what percentage, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, I just don't, but if you put a poll out there, what percentage of Commanders fans would be upset if the Skins moved on from Brian Robinson?
Yeah.
The number's going to be really low.
I think it'd be
probably.
Like,
it's going to be in the single digits.
Probably.
Yeah, I was going to say 20% or less, but
it's going to be in the single digits. Because there's just a little bit of a frustration that he just didn't kind of blossom into more.
I remember hearing both of my sons, behind closed doors, like during games, complaining about B-Rob. Like, they, trust me, in that poll, they would vote, they'd be fine.
Training. Now,
they still do need somebody who's going to take the bulk of the carries.
Understood.
Because, obviously, Eckler's not going to take the bulk. McNichols isn't going to take the bulk.
Right.
So they need a guy who's going to take the bulk.
They need a guy who can handle 15 to 17 carries per game.
And by the way, early in the season, he was really good. Yeah. You're kind of forgetting, second game of the season, 133 yards mm-hmm. on 17 carries. Fourth game of the season, he had 101 yards, and then it kind of tailed off.
He had some mm-hmm. good games.
The rest of the season, he did have some injuries. Remember, he mm-hmm. had the knee injury, which kept him out of, I think it was... I don't know if it was the Carolina game, but he missed some games.
Yeah, he did.
And also, I always maintained during the season that I didn't think there were huge holes that Brian Robinson was missing. I didn't see it.
I just don't think there's much that's special about Brian Robinson
Jr.
I think his skill set is very replaceable.
You don't think that better up front can open up
help
stuff
a bit.
For him?
It might help a bit.
You know what's surprising about Brian Robinson when you look at it?
His yards per carry?
They've actually increased every year. Like a lot of times you have these guys who have a good rookie season and then they tail off. For some reason, we look down on Brian Robinson, and yet he went from 3.9 as a rookie.
That's pretty mediocre.
Yes, to 4.1 his second season.
What did he do,
4.2? To 4.3 with 8 touchdowns. He missed the Ravens game. So it was just before Carolina. But I just remember early in the season. Don't you remember early in the season? We're like, oh, man. I mean, they had one of the best rushing attacks. And we're like, man, Brian Robinson's off to a good year.
I was patting myself on the back because I thought I saw it in the preseason. And then it got off to a good start. And then it just kind of faded. And as the team was progressing, he was kind of going backwards. And there was frustration.
Well, yeah, halfway through the season, he had... 7 touchdowns. He finished with 8.
Yeah.
Teams probably figured some things out. But I think he'd be a really good number 2. I just don't love him as a number 1, taking the bulk of the carries.
I just think Adam Peters looks at him and says, is he in our long-term future plans? Are we going to re-sign him to a deal when his rookie deal expires? And I would guess his answer is probably no. So he probably wants to get any sort of draft pick compensation he can get for him. Because he knows he's going to restock his position in this upcoming draft.
Yeah, but are you going to restock it? Like, if you get a 4th-round back, there's no guarantee they're going to be any better than Brian Robinson.
No, of course there's not a guarantee.
No guarantee.
But there's no reason to even think that he would be.
Look, Brian Robinson, he was a 3rd-round pick.
He was a 3rd-round pick,
He's so replaceable.
He's just a guy.
He's a 3rd-round pick, I know. But if you just draft somebody in the 4th round, there's no reason to think he'll be better. You'd be lucky if he got Brian Robinson's production.
Right, all over it. I think you're right. I don't think he's special. I think he's dime a dozen, and I think that's your sentiment,
too. I think Adam Peters thinks that, too.
However, when you actually look at his production, I think unless you're going to invest a first-round pick, it's going to be hard to replace his production. And I think we're being a little unfair, because I agree with you. Most of the fan base would be like, just throw him to the curb.
Yeah.
He's replaceable. Just toss him out and like... The guy actually had 3 100-yard games, and they didn't even give him the ball. Like, the most he ever had in terms of carries last season was 21, and he went for a 101 in that game. And there was one game when he was kind of stifled against the Saints where they gave him the ball 21 times, but he had 187 carries in all those games. It's not like they give him the rock 25 times
per game.
They
probably want someone with a little bit more burst.
I'm sure they do, but when you're drafted in the 4th round or so, which is where we think they probably would take a back,
they don't have that
many picks.
Maybe they surprise us and take one late 1st round.
Maybe they take Amarian Hampton late 1st round.
You never know.
I would be shocked.
How many times does a team take a guy and you go, oh my gosh, can't believe they took him in the 1st round or 2nd round?
I guess.
Did they surprise you last year when they took the defensive tackle from Illinois in the 2nd round?
I think they surprised me in almost every time when they took him, but... I just will be shocked if they take a running back that high.
What the fans think they need, they could completely disagree.
Right. Well, if they draft one in the 1st round, sure, then you can expect bigger production. But if you're drafting one in the 4th or 5th round, you'll be lucky.
Well, look,
they may not trade him.
They may not trade him.
Yeah.
No, this is speculation.
And they still could draft a guy. You know, they could still do that.
I'm kind of in the business of defending him right now. Although I got frustrated too that we didn't get more out of it.
I would defend him if he called us the last couple weeks of the regular season.
I think a running back who can get you 800 or 900 yards in a season and score 6 or 7 touchdowns, I think those guys are all over the place. Those guys are so easy to find. I kind of look at running backs with his skill set
like
I look at kickers.
Yeah. I think you're disrespecting him a little bit. That's where I would disagree. I don't think you could just go and just pluck one in the 4th or 5th round or off the street, and he's going to give you 800 or 900 and 8 touchdowns.
Maybe not in the 4th or 5th, but 2nd or 3rd, I would think.
If you draft one in the second round, I would say you could expect better.
I think if you target a guy in the 2nd round, he's going to have a higher ceiling than anything Brian Robinson's going to deliver to you.
Right. But I think beyond that, you'd be lucky to get what Robinson gave you.
Potentially.
I mean, could he be some freak, you know, like an outlier? Sure. But generally speaking,
yeah, I mean,
you're not going to find a stud in the fifth round, generally speaking.
What about
generally? But Kyren Williams for the Rams is one of the best running backs in the league. He was drafted in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Sure. You have outliers.
Drabby, what about your guy?
But guess what he averaged per carry? Wait a second. Guess what he averaged per carry?
Who?
Kyren Williams, who you just said is one of the best running backs in the league.
Maybe four and a half?
4.1, exact same as Brian Robinson.
Okay, but Kyren Williams is 100 times better than Brian Robinson.
He's better, and he has a bigger role. Look at his number of carries.
Yes, he has a bigger role. That's part of our point, is that Brian Robinson in this system with Jaden Daniels, who actually had more rushing yards than Brian Robinson, you're not going to get as many carries. If he was in L.A. with Matt Stafford, who doesn't move around like Jaden Daniels, he probably would have a similar total to Kyren Williams.
No, he's not as good. Kyren Williams had 26 touchdowns the last 2 years.
If Brian Robinson were as good as Kyren Williams, he would be getting the ball 20-plus times per game.
Not with Jaden Daniels. Are you gonna take away Jaden Daniels running?
I want Jaden Daniels to run
just
too.
Just because they both average 4.1 per carry doesn't mean they're equal players.
They're in different systems.
Kyren Williams is a better player than Brian Robinson.
100%.
He's just a better back.
Look, if Brian Robinson were so good, he would get more carries per game. He's just not as good.
I don't think you're going to find any running back in this system, so long as Jaden Daniels runs about 10 times a game, who's going to get the amount of carries as Kyren Williams.
If that's the case, then maybe keeping Brian Robinson as a status quo is the right move. But he's not as good as Kyren Williams. I'm sorry.
Are you claiming they should keep Brian Robinson because he's one of the best backs in the league, like Kyren Williams is?
What I'm saying is I think we are undervaluing Brian Robinson. And that it's
I agree with DB.
It's going to be tough to replace him unless you go with the first round pick with somebody that's going to be better than him.
I think Brian
and then
Robinson
I think actually he's better than you remember. Especially the first half of the season, he was scoring a bunch of touchdowns.
I don't think it's special, but 800 yards or whatever he had in 8 touchdowns, pretty good production for a guy who's basically an afterthought.
Yeah, but you can get, like Cakes is saying, you can get that from a lot of different guys.
Okay.
Adam Peters didn't draft him. He knows he's not special. He knows he can find a better replacement in the draft that's going to be ultimately
cheaper than
Brian Robinson. And he can get a draft pick.
And I'm sorry.
Maybe in return.
You can grill me, but Kyren Williams had 14 touchdowns, which is great, on 316 carries for 1,300 yards. Yeah, Brian Robinson only had 187 carries, gave you 8 touchdowns. And actually, I was incorrect. Averaged 4.3 a pop versus Kyren's 4.1 a pop.
All right. What did Kyren Williams do last year? 2 years ago. Sorry. 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Kyren Williams, didn't he score a zillion touchdowns?
Yeah. How about 12?
Yeah. You're going to die on the B-Rob
hill. He's got 26 touchdowns in 2 years.
Have fun dying on that hill.
It's not dying on a hill. It's a different system. Don't you recognize?
They're giving him the ball because he's better.
If he were special, he would. Here's my point. If Brian Robinson were so special, he would get the role that Kyren Williams has.
Nobody's arguing he's special.
You would cut a little bit into.
So wait a second.
Nobody's arguing he's special. Daniels rushing.
Nobody's arguing that Brian Robinson is special.
I think JP's kind of arguing that.
I'm not. What I'm arguing is you're undervaluing what he is, and somehow you've propped up Kyren Williams to be Saquon Barkley.
I guarantee you there were times last year where you said, Brian Robinson, they got to upgrade from Brian Robinson. I guarantee
you. I don't disagree with that. I've said that the whole time.
I guarantee you said that multiple times.
And I've said that the whole time here.
No, you're telling me Brian Robinson's as good, if not better, than Kyren Williams because he averaged 0.2 yards per carry more. I mean, that's absurd.
Well, all right, context matters. He's in a different system.
They give him the ball because he's better. And he's more productive.
Also,
if he wasn't productive, they wouldn't give him the ball as much.
If Brian Robinson Jr. were traded to the Rams today and Kyren Williams is there, you know who's going to get the ball more? Kyren Williams.
I don't know.
1,000%.
I bet you Brian Robinson and Sean McVay's system would do a lot better than what he's done here
possibly,
in Washington. Because he'd get the ball more and he'd have Matthew Stafford under center, not somebody that's running read options, taking the ball for himself.
All right, we'll take your calls.
And by the way, Kyren Williams last year, 2 years ago, averaged 5.0 per carry.
Right. 800-636-1067. Do you stick with Brian Robinson? Do you try to trade him for a fifth or sixth round draft pick because you know you're not going to re-sign him when his rookie deal is up? We'll take your calls on that next. And don't forget, Jerry Palm will break down the brackets with us coming up at 8 o'clock. So we're discussing a Pro Football Focus report as to whether Brian Robinson Jr. could be traded away from the Commanders. And we're taking your calls, 800-636-1067.
And you'd be pro for the trade if it nets a fifth rounder?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, we just threw that out there.
Here's why, because I'm pretty sure Adam Peters is not going to hand a contract to Brian Robinson when his deal is up. So I'm always about getting extra picks, compensation for guys before
you don't think he would sign him to a one-year deal?
No. I don't think so.
I think he might. And I did a little deeper dive on this Kyren Williams versus Brian Robinson thing. And I would agree. I think Kyren Williams is a better running back than Brian Robinson. And I stipulate, and I said it right when Cake said it, I agree he's not special. But I do think this conversation, and Cake's brought up a hypothetical poll, is, yeah, we would just throw away Brian Robinson. Well, if you actually looked at by the carry, they're pretty similar, including touchdown production. Remember, we clowned Eric Bieniemy for an entire season because he didn't run the football. Mm-hmm. Is that Brian Robinson's fault? And now he's got Jaden Daniels under center. Not a traditional offensive style like the Rams with a drop-back quarterback who liked to pound the football. So he doesn't have the opportunities. Do I think he's great? No. I would not put him in an elite class, and I definitely don't think he has breakaway speed. But 4.3 yards per carry was actually more than Kyren Williams gave
the Rams. I just wouldn't just give him up for nothing.
Right.
I mean, because he is a commodity. He's got 15 touchdowns in his 3 years here, almost 2,400 yards. I mean, he could be a valuable piece.
I'm not going to get in the business of defending Bieniemy because he was a clown.
Yeah.
But if Brian Robinson Jr. were special, he would have given him the ball more.
But no one thinks he's special. Right, no one's saying he's special.
Right. He's fine. He's a replacement level running back. Basically a two-down grinder.
Yeah.
Doesn't catch the ball a lot. Like, those guys are everywhere. You can find those guys so easily.
I don't know. You can find guys that average 4.3 yards per carry easy off the street.
Everybody averages 4.3 a carry.
Kyren Williams. He only averaged 4.1.
Oh, my gosh. That's this much. It's this much per carry.
But I think it's... He's
got 31 touchdowns his last 2 years. 31.
I know.
Yeah, 31.
I'm not arguing that he's an elite
Ponder
back.
That number.
Yeah, I think it was 26.
I just think if you draft a guy in the fourth rushing. Or fifth round, you'd be
receiving,
lucky to get that.
He's got five. That would be 31 touchdowns.
All right, let's bang out these calls. Let's go to
He's
Joe.
Basically doubled Brian Robinson in the last 2 years, and Robinson's been here for 3 years.
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love this show as always. And JP, you think he's better? I mean, I mean, come on, man.
It's a different system.
I know. 4.1, 4.3. He was missing his receivers. How long did Cooper Kupp and Puka play this year? Not too much. But that being said, you got to put everything into context.
Real quick, just if you want to play the game. If you inserted Brian Robinson into the Rams system,
he would not have.
How do you think he would have fared?
Brian Robinson is a jag, man.
He wouldn't have.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Come on.
He doesn't catch the ball like Kyren. Like, there's so many things that Kyren Williams does that's better than Brian Robinson. He's a jag. So that being said, we need to upgrade our running back position. So that being said,
you're not necessarily going to upgrade it in the fourth or fifth round. That's what I'm arguing.
Agreed. Agreed, Bickle. But that being said, I want to trade back in the first round and hope that we get Hampton. If we can take him there, we can with our pick. But if we can push back and get another pick and grab him early in the second round, I would love that. Please, give me Hampton. The guy is a stud.
All right,
I would agree.
Cool.
He might go a little higher than that, but yeah.
Thank you for the call, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking this call.
Hello. Okay.
I have waited for you all to cover this topic because me and my boys have been debating this for weeks. JP, you tripping. Kyren Williams is so much better than Brian Robinson. From the point of lateral movement to breakaway speed to being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, I mean, it's not even close. And to be honest, I think you can upgrade the running back position in the fourth, fifth round in this draft because you got some legitimate talent coming out in this draft. This is a running back heavy draft, and I absolutely we need to address the position. But as far as trade, I don't believe you get a fifth round pick for him. And at
it might be right.
Nah, I don't think I would trade him because he has continuity within the offense. I mean, the guys love him. He's a leader. I mean, hell, he got shot. I mean, it's kind of hard to just give him away for pennies on a dollar when he's got 1 year left on his deal. So from that perspective, I'd say keep him. But, yeah, we definitely need to address the running back position within the draft because he is not the answer. And one more point, and I speak to this specifically because I remember going to a game earlier this year when I took my dad at the beginning of the season. And, yes, I was gambling on it, and I had heavy money on Brian Robinson to score a touchdown. And he had two situations where there was nobody between him and the end zone. And he got walked down. Like I was going crazy in the stands. So, yes, I agree. We need to move on from Brian Robinson. Thank you.
I don't know if you value PFF at all, but they have Brian Robinson Jr. graded higher, better than Kyren Williams. My whole point about the
That's
Kyren
absurd.
Williams things. Well,
they don't value touchdowns.
Yeah.
Do you value touchdowns? Do you value points?
Sometimes.
Again, I would.
Touchdowns per carry, Brian Robinson had more. My whole point wasn't to say Kyren Williams was better. I was bringing up a comparison of a good running back to point out that Brian Robinson, we're treating him like trash.
Right.
Cakes is saying 100% of the poll would say bye-bye to Brian Robinson. Well, maybe they're not.
Of it would.
My point is, maybe
I actually agree with that, but I think he's being a little undervalued.
90% of it would be like, there are your walking papers. Thank you for your service.
Right. My whole point was to counter that by saying, well, that might be what people would do. As EB said, they would vote that way, but maybe they're not looking at the full picture because, you know, the grass isn't always greener.
I think it
could be a position that they're looking to upgrade. That's all we're saying.
I think we'll all agree they could upgrade the running back room, no doubt. But if you don't do it early in the draft, then it's just you'll be lucky
and
to get him.
I'm also going to value higher a guy that's picked by Adam Peters than a guy that was picked by Ron Rivera. Sorry, he just has a better acumen and better skill at
maybe,
picking
but
players.
He's already
that's
proven
not Peter's
NFL
job.
Player. He's a
like,
proven NFL
Peter's
player.
Job is to find the best players, right? So
sure.
Sam Cosmi was drafted by Ron Rivera,
right.
But they have chosen to keep Sam Cosmi.
Mm-hmm.
So if Brian Robinson was drafted by Ron Rivera and he's better than the alternatives, one would hope that Adam Peters would keep him.
True.
And I would disagree. I think you can get value later in the draft at that position.
Right.
You don't have to draft him in the first round.
You can get
value,
but I don't think you'll get better. I mean, you'll be lucky.
Oh,
maybe
you
can.
If you're going to give him the same amount of carries, I think you're going to get more value or more production.
Okay. Let's go to Patrick real quick. Patrick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, y'all, I think the only thing that Brian Robinson may do better than Kyren Williams is not fumble as much. I think Brian Robinson had two fumbles the whole season. Both came in that Eagles game when he was disastrous. But, you know, I'll say this, guys. I think it's a good conversation only because, you know, last year at this time, I think we'd all agree Brian Robinson's a solid running back going into the season. But now our standards are higher. We've seen Jalen Hurts and Saquon, and we've seen Lamar and King Henry. And, you know, our standards are late in the season. Like, our game plan had to change because we had no running back at that point. You know what I mean? It's just, you could just look at the game script and think, okay.
But you're not going to get that guy in the fourth or fifth round. You're not going to get the next
right.
Saquon,
no,
the next Derrick Henry.
But you might get a close approximation in the second or third.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Right.
Maybe.
I think we keep him, though. I mean, that's just my – because he doesn't fumble. I mean, he's going to be good at the goal line. I think you need him and somebody else that's going to be a young stud, hopefully. But I don't think you trade Brian Robinson. I think you keep him at least one more year because it's a running back, guys. That position's expendable still. So,
right.
Thanks
all
for
right.
my call.
All right,
thanks
you,
for
Pat.
The call. Appreciate that. When we come back, we'll talk some NCAA tournament with Jerry Palm, CBS Sports college basketball analyst. He'll join us next. And don't forget, coming up at 9:40, Kevin Willard, head coach of the Maryland
Let's
Terrapins.
Go.
They're in the Sweet 16. He'll join us at 9:40 here on The Fan.